We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this edition of Insane Things That Happened This Week. What a week! File this under things we've never seen before that are awesome. The elected district attorney of Hillsborough County, who got there on a pile of Soros cash, arbitrarily decided that he just wasn't going to enforce Florida laws he didn't like the one that says you can't have an abortion up till birth, and the one that says you can't do gender reassignment surgeries on people who are 10 and 12 and 16, minors. You can't chop off their breasts. You can't chop off their genitals because they're not old enough to consent to that. Hillsborough County State Attorney General Andrew Warren decided that in his jurisdiction, women would be allowed to have abortions up till birth, basically, and nobody'd be prosecuted for that, even though it's illegal under state law. Well, he very helpfully put that in writing. And it was awesome to watch him escorted out from the building by police after he was removed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which the state constitution allows.
Talk about these very young kids getting gender-affirming care. They don't tell you what that is they're actually giving very young girls double mastectomies. They want to castrate these young boys. That's wrong. And so we've stood up and said, both from the health and children well-being perspective, you know, you don't disfigure 10, 12, 13-year-old kids based on gender dysphoria. 80% of it resolves anyways by the time they get older.
You don't elect people in one part of the state to have veto power over what the entire state decides on these important issues. The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty. We are not going to allow this pathogen that's been around the country of ignoring the law. We are not going to let that get a foothold here in the state of Florida. We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced and that no individual prosecutor puts himself above the law.
Elsewhere, though, the lawlessness was growing, which leads us to insane thing number two. Remember when Biden was running for president and he published the Biden-Sanders plan on his campaign website? Yeah, the one where they said they plan to invite all of the world's migrants to just come to America. Yeah, at the time, Pew Hispanic Trust put that number at somewhere around 200 million. Yeah, well, they're getting ready to do that. Because the near 3 million they've let in since they took office, just not enough. Gotta pick up the pace. There's only 2 years left. Plus, those hordes on the border are really embarrassing. So if one wanted to invite, say, the entire country of Yemen to come here, how would you do it? Well, just such a system is in development, according to John Solomon's Just the News. John Solomon, former reporter with The Hill, one of the most accurate on The Hill. He's nailed every part of the Russia collusion story, one of the few Hill reporters who got that right, and going back to 2017 too, has just reported that Biden is constructing an online asylum system that should go live sometime after the midterms, conveniently, where you don't even have to come to the border. You can just fill out your asylum application from anywhere in the world, and all you have to say is that you feel unsafe. Anyway, the way it'll work is you file from abroad, you get the paperwork online, you use it to fly into the country and wait here while your asylum application is processed. As we know, over 90% of them will get turned down, but it's not like we're going looking for those people. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford described it this way. It's an open invitation for Chinese spies and all of Yemen to enter the U.S. Honestly, I don't know what's going to stop like any woman in the world who's pregnant and can afford it, put it on a credit card, from just saying she feels scared, hopping on a plane, flying in, get a free birth, right? Because they can't deny you that if you show up at the hospital. An automatic American citizenship for the baby. In fact, I think the whole world will come here. But how to keep track of them? Now, the Biden administration has a plan for that, too. ID cards for illegal immigrants. Also, so in addition to the work papers, the free cell phone, the free hotel stay, and the flight or bus ride to wherever you want to go at taxpayer expense, you'll also get an ID card. Republicans in Congress have been doing this long enough that they immediately knew where the Department of Homeland Security is going with this. They're pretty sure these ID cards will be used by illegal aliens to spur welfare fraud. You know how the IRS already doesn't check? Yeah, well, our welfare agencies won't either. We've done this before. The IDs, they say, would become a boon for illegal immigrants, transform the border into a mere checkpoint ahead of their release into American communities. Whatever the case, folks, this and so many other things scheduled for November and December mean it's going to get wild in this country after the midterms are over. They don't have to hide this stuff anymore. Insane number three. You remember, if you listen to the Battleground podcast, Joe Biden deliberately greenlighting for Vladimir Putin the invasion of Ukraine. I won't go back through how he did all of that, but he's doing it again. He just greenlighted the invasion of Taiwan by China, if they want to, with the most un-freaking-leavable statement. Here's Fox News reading it.
State-controlled media outlet The Global Times, which acts as a mouthpiece for the CCP, reporting, quote, conventional missiles are expected to fly over the island of Taiwan for the first time. White House National Security Council official telling me that the U.S., quote, will not seek and does not want a crisis. The official saying the Biden administration is, quote, prepared to manage what Beijing chooses to do. We will not engage in saber rattling and we're not looking to escalate.
Well, manage whatever China chooses to do. You want to, you know, blow up Taiwan? That's cool. We'll manage it. You want to avoid that? Yeah, we'll manage that. Just whatever you want. Just make sure you wire the money to Hunter. Wait, no, they didn't say that. But they didn't walk this statement back. That's unbelievable. But that was how it went this week. Insane thing number four. Speaking of the big guy, we're getting a broader picture of just how far the FBI went to cover up for Hunter Biden, even hiding his crimes from fellow investigators at the FBI who were supposed to be looking into them by putting them, the evidence, into no access folders they couldn't access. Shockingly, this effort was led by a felon from the inside of the FBI who got busted perjuring himself before the FISA court. He lied to them to create the Russian collusion narrative. He was disciplined for that. We don't know what the disciplinary action was because it's part of his employment file and you don't get to see that. But then as a reward, you'll remember Mr. Auten was transferred to the Hunter Biden investigation where he immediately began burying evidence of Hunter's crimes, as I said, by putting them in off-limits digital folders where investigators couldn't look at them. FBI Director Wray, who was so profoundly corrupt and such a disaster that after Trump appointed him, Biden kept him on, was dragged before Congress. He seemed utterly unconcerned.
Isn't it true that Mr. Tebow, Agent Tebow, excuse me, and FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otan covered up derogatory information about Mr. Hunter Biden?
That when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
They couldn't get him to promise to fire these guys, though, or to pursue them criminally. No, he's going to do an internal review. What does that mean? they'll both probably be promoted to the next major Democrat crime investigation. So they could bury that one too. But that wasn't even the most shocking thing this week. Not only have we learned that perjury was committed by FBI agents to create the fake Russia collusion narrative, while some of the same FBI agents buried evidence of Hunter's crimes, they went a step further. They made sure you couldn't talk about it, working with social media and big tech to censor news of Hunter's crimes. That's according to an FBI whistleblower story that just broke.
These whistleblowers have now said over and over that the FBI colluded with the big tech companies to try and bury the Hunter Biden story, to try to protect Joe Biden, to try to interfere, frankly, in the reporting about the 2020 election.
The whole hearing ended with the pathetic spectacle of Republicans practically begging Ray, the FBI director, not to persecute the whistleblowers. Personally, I hope they have their Russian passports in order. That's where all good, moral, and ethical American whistleblowers with real information on wrongdoing end up. Whatever the case, now we know what Hunter Biden meant when on that laptop. Oh, by the way, they tried to get Director Ray to admit to having possession of the laptop. He played all kinds of games with them, but ultimately wouldn't do it. Why? Because there's real evidence of crimes on there, felonies that put the country at national security risk. He can't admit to possessing it because that's admitting having evidence of said crimes. Well, you see the problem there. There's no prosecution. Whatever the case, we now know what Hunter Biden meant when he recorded this, for some reason, on that laptop, that he is a man who, no matter what he does, will never be held responsible. Folks, I'm in awe. It's like a superpower. And Hunter Biden knew he had it. Knew that practically no matter what he did, the FBI would break their back covering up his crimes, persecuting and censoring those who just wanted to ask questions about them. What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? Hunter Biden said.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
I don't know, but that pretty much makes him American royalty. Utterly, completely untouchable. Incredibly, this week, our fifth most insane thing also comes from the FBI. Project Veritas got a hold of an internal domestic terrorism symbols guide actually actively being used by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There's seals right on it. And the summary says these are the signs you should look for to spot militia violent extremism. You ready for this? The Punisher logo, the yellow Gadsden flag with the coiled snake on it, the Betsy Ross flag, any kind of illustration of Revolutionary War imagery. All of it? All of it. Their guide has a hand sketch of a Revolutionary War soldier holding a musket. You know, the kind of illustration that appears in most history textbooks children have? Yep. Got that? That makes you a militia violent extremist, a domestic terrorism suspect, according to this. Yeah, it actually says that. Domestic terrorism symbols guide. What else makes you suspect? A couple of my neighbors have these. Those flags with the thin blue line through them. The American flag? Yep. And the American flag with a red line through it. That's supposed to support firefighters. What the? It gets worse. This is the single most terrifying symbol that's a sign, they say, to A. Wow, they'd have a field day with my Twitter followers. About half of them have 2A in their profiles, their bios. Yeah, there's tens of thousands of them, but whatever. Yeah, it's a sign if you quote the Second Amendment, and the part about the well-regulated militia, they say, that you might be a militant, violent, extremist, domestic terrorist. And finally,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Use of the word Molon Labe. Of course, that's par for the course for an agency. Coming to the beginning of the week, that was also caught by another set of FBI whistleblowers padding the right-wing domestic terrorist white supremacist stats. I've been wondering about this. They keep going Department of Homeland Security and FBI on the TV to say we have this huge number of these cases. The media keeps reporting that that's the case. The problem is, if it was, you'd hear about it, but you just don't. You almost never hear about these attacks. Well, it turns out it's because the numbers are fake. They've been coding cases that have nothing to do with right-wingers, white supremacy, or domestic terrorism as domestic terrorist cases of a white supremacist right-wing nature. So they're faking this whole thing. It means some kind of crackdown is coming. All of it does. We just don't know what form it'll take yet. Insane thing number six, the shock face the mainstream media displayed. And it's just crazy that this went from Fox News all the way over to CNN and MSNBC after we were told that the leader of Al-Qaeda was assassinated by the CIA in Afghanistan. Why, this was proof, they said, that these groups are still operating there. This means they're back. Well, duh, of course they're back. We let them go. We put them there. The terrorist leaders that our soldiers and Marines had lost their lives searching for, hunting for, and imprisoning. Yeah, when we left in the middle of the night, and remember we did that, because if the Brits had known we were leaving, we were assuring them we weren't. We lied to them. That's why they censured Joe Biden. He's the only American president ever to be censured by a vote of parliament. We lied to them and told them to stay in place. We weren't leaving. Then we cut out of town in the middle of the night. Why? To keep the Brits and the French from establishing control over Afghanistan. We clearly wanted it to fall into Taliban / Al-Qaeda hands. And that's redundant. Taliban and Al-Qaeda are the same. We can pretend otherwise. But I mean, shoot, where was bin Laden hiding? With the Taliban. Yeah. So we did that on purpose. But one of the things we did as we cut tail and ran was empty out all the jails of the Al-Qaeda leadership and terrorists and troops and soldiers that were in prison there. All 5,000 of them. So to do shock face now, like, wow, they moved back in. No, we let them go on purpose. I thought everybody remembered that. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about a conference call that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs did with members of Congress. This is back in 2001, right after Joe Biden, the Pentagon, our military released the 5,000 terrorists.
They let us know basically what you were hearing on the news, but there were some added details there that I find extremely disturbing. One of them is that 5,000 prisoners were released from the camp. These are known terrorists, and many of these terrorists are on the terror watch list. You combine that with the wide open border that President Biden has allowed to happen at our southern border with the United States and Mexico, and we have a serious national security crisis that already exists for America, but now it's worse. There is no organized effort to secure the border along Mexico, and now we have 5,000 known terrorists that have been released from this disaster.
Among them, ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters. So yeah, they've been there the whole time. because we put them there. In any case, on to insane thing number 7, this bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, which every credible agency that scored it, from Moody's to Penn Wharton, said would cause inflation. Democrats insisting, jam our fingers in our ears, la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, right. Okay, well, as a last-ditch effort, 230 economists signed a letter begging them not to pass it because it causes, guess what? Inflation.
So big news overnight. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has signaled her support for the Inflation Reduction Act. But there's a group of 230 economists. They sent a letter to lawmakers saying that the Inflation Reduction Act would do quite the opposite, saying the bill would create immediate inflationary pressure.
But that's far from the most horrifying thing in the bill. Americans are going to be shocked by what's in this if this passes. In fact, I suspect a lot of the Republicans will be, too. I doubt they've read it, or they'd be talking about the rest of it. The inflation's the least of it. So are the 87,000 IRS agents that would be hired to go after mostly middle class and lower middle class taxpayers and businesses. By any measure in human history, that's an army. We only have 75,000 IRS agents now. Adding another 87,000 is, well, stunning, especially for an agency whose political donations, there's actually an IRS employee PAC, go 100% to Democrats. They're weaponizing it. It's pretty obvious. But honestly, that's just an asterisk on the disaster list. This bill will destroy, carte blanche, American manufacturing by destroying American energy. And I seem to be the only one besides Stephen Moore, the economist, Trump advisor, who's talking about it. See, this bill gives the EPA the right to set limits on and regulate carbon and greenhouse gases. In fact, it puts that power on steroids. The Supreme Court took that power away a few weeks ago. Before it did, remember the EPA had shut down 50 coal facilities. Why are energy so expensive? They'd intended to shut them all down 100% by 2030. Again, 21% of our American energy mix right now is coal, and they were just going to wipe it off the table. But with this new power, they can go even further. They can wipe out natural gas, too. And there's nothing in the bill that makes the EPA replace the power they're wiping out. In other words, they can begin the wholesale dismantlement of non-green energy sources. And they intend to. The bill sets a goal for the first time in the law, a 40% reduction in these gases, shockingly, by 2040. Folks, 80% of our energy mix is based on some kind of fossil fuel, some kind of greenhouse gas producing energy source. I mean, we're talking about virtually eliminating 30 to 40% of our energy, and the EPA, weaponized, will have the power to do it. That'll pretty much end American manufacturing if the taxes in there don't. They're mainly aimed at manufacturing. And you got to understand, this is a key part of the Green New Deal. 49% of the tax burden paid to pay for this bill will be paid for by manufacturing. It's expected to eliminate 218,000 mostly manufacturing and retail jobs. It will eliminate $17 billion in labor, manufacturing labor income, according to the National Association of Manufacturers. That's a ton of job. That's a ton of human misery. I mean, that is, you know, whole towns decimated. But that's the goal. Not that we would have manufacturing anymore anyway, because with that kind of elimination of power, I mean, we simply can't run manufacturing on windmills and solar power. And there's not going to be enough of those anyway to replace the energy that'll be decimated. I don't think the American people fully understand. I don't even think the Republicans have read this well enough to understand what's in it. But pray to God it doesn't pass. Look, we've got one thing going for us. Harris Faulkner called her show 40 Democrats in purple swing districts and asked them, those Congress members, you know, are you voting for this? Not a single one of them was willing to go on the record saying so. So if this passes in the Senate, it's got to go back to the House. Hopefully somebody somewhere will sink it. And it's actually amazing that the Democrats would force a tax increase like this that the Wall Street Journal says will raise taxes on virtually every individual, that two-thirds of the bill will be borne by people making under $400,000. That's practically suicide, politically speaking, in the middle of a recession, right before a midterm. But the Democrats just don't seem to care. And by the midterms, I think people will have figured out what's in it. Meanwhile, Joe Manchin's out there bragging that he got the Democrats to throw a bunch of pipelines and drilling permits in there. Yeah, again, that's not going to matter because the EPA can regulate that stuff right now. So Democrats can give them all the way away all they want. They just get shut down by the EPA or by NEPA lawsuits because those permits and projects do not come with NEPA protection. NEPA's been around since the 1970s, and it's what lets these environmentalists sue for literally decades. It's why we haven't built a refinery since, the 70s when NEPA passed, because they can sue at every single angle. That's why our refining capacity has decreased, not increased. So, I mean, Manchin's saying that. People have been texting me about it all week. But he got, no, he didn't. No, that's just cover. They're going to wipe that out. It's going to be very interesting to see if this passes. Say a little prayer that it doesn't pass. It literally is the destruction of U.S. manufacturing. I don't know if anybody will figure out where it went or why all the plants are closing down. But they will. But again, every time they've tried to get votes for the Green New Deal, it looked like they had them till the last minute, and then everything fell apart. Pray that happens again. We once again dodge this bullet.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.